Get out. Get out.
Visual, visual, bizzle, fizzles, bizzles. What's up, Mike? With Armando again, Mike Zimmer, Armando Aranda, Team Awesome Inc. Doing another conspiracy series theories. It is a conspiracy theory series show yet again. Co-host with me, also Armando Aranda does musical improv with me on Space Mango. It's our musical improv group. Check us out on Facebook, Space Mango.
Yeah,
just Facebook that shit. We have a show coming up at some point, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yep. All right. Other than that, also check out our live version of the show. We do that once or twice a month over at soundcast.fm, depending on our guest. Fun times. So looking forward to that at soundcast.fm. Of course, check out Soundworks, also in Astoria, Queens. We work out of there as well when we're not at the Awesome Pad, which is where we're at today. We're back at the Awesome Pad. Oh, my God. This conspiracy theories, we're here to talk about conspiratorial beasts.
Dun, dun,
dun. These are the, what did I say? I called them the
beasts?
Conspiratorial beasts.
Oh, yes.
These are, these are like the, you know, like Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, shit like that. But now it's time for the fucking weirdies. These are the ones you haven't heard of, and I haven't heard of, but we're going to get into it. So basically, we just got into the whole, like, the most popular myths.
Right.
That was that. Now we're going into the lesser known conspiratorial beasts on the conspiracy theories series. Here we go. The Mahamba. Armando. And I'm going to quiz Armando on this. I'm going to see if Armando knows about any of
Mahamba.
These. The Mahamba. Do you know what the Mahamba is? And no, it's not a dance. I know what you're thinking.
The late 90s.
Right? Like, is it like the Macarena, but like you get fucking drunk and do blow off a hooker's ass? Yeah, that's the Mahamba.
Hey,
exactly.
Hey,
ding,
Mahamba.
Ding. We got a winner. That's the Mahamba. How'd you know? Right. Yeah, you break dance, you do a line to blow off a hooker's ass, and then you give someone a high five. That's the Mahamba. Yeah, you're right. No, the Mahamba is actually, it's a 50-foot crocodile, possibly descended from prehistoric serpentine marine reptiles called the Mosasaurus. The Mosasaurus.
Okay.
Whatever. It reportedly lurks in the swamps in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and eats canoes in one bite. I think this is like, this should be, wait, isn't this Lake Placid? This sounds like Lake Placid, that movie with the giant crocodile in the lake and Betty White was in it. Yeah, that sounds like Lake Placid. Wait a minute, Lake Placid ripped off the Mahamba. This is, damn it, I've heard of this one. It's Lake Placid, basically. If you've never seen it, go on Netflix and watch Lake Placid. It's actually a very campy B-movie about a crocodile in a small town. It's actually camp.
A small town croc.
They don't take themselves seriously in this movie. It's mainly just funny. It's like, right. It's just kind of a comedy, but they marketed it at the time in the 90s. It was marketed as a thriller, as a horror movie. But when you sat down to watch, you're like, oh, this is like a campy B movie. It's silly.
Right.
And Betty White's in it. Awesome. but the Mahamba, that's the 50-foot crocodile. 50-foot crocodile. Do you think it's real?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I think it's real too. I think it'd be plausible. Why not? Crocodiles and
some of them get really.
Crocodiles are saltwater, right?
I don't know.
Crocs, right? Yeah. Alligators, yeah, because alligators
are
freshwater.
Are in the swamp, right?
They're freshwater, and crocodiles are saltwater. So
do they need?
I know that
saltwater?
Because of the crocodile hunter Steve Irwin. May he rest in peace. That fucking stingray. I swear to God. I swear to God, if I see a stingray. If I ever see a stingray again in my life, I'm going to punch it in the fucking face. That's what you get for taking Steve Irwin.
Where does it have a face?
I don't know if stingrays have faces. I'd punch it in its head. Does it have a head?
I think it has a mouth.
I'll punch it in its mouth, but then it might stab me in the heart. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Okay, here we go. Number 9, the Flatwoods Monster. Do you know what this is? Have you heard of the Flatwoods Monster?
Flatwoods Monster.
There's no reason why you would or I would either, because it's West Virginia's most famous cryptid ever. I guess it surpassed the small circle of people likely to be found reading John Keel books and came to the attention of Joe Q. Public, thanks to the 2002 Richard Gere movie X-Files homage, The Mothman Prophecies. Apparently, the Flatwoods Monster is like the Mothman, like you were talking about earlier on in this segment. However, the Mountain State has another infamous mystery creature that first showed his ugly mug in 1952, about 14 years before his more fluttery cousin. This is interesting, Armando. This is a, essentially a relative to your Mothman, the Flatwoods Monster. In fact, he's proto-Mothman. He came out in 1952, 14 years before.
Whole family.
So some think the monster might actually have been an alien, since there were early reports of a pulsating red orb that could have been a spaceship that, around that time. That might be an alien. And maybe that alien got stuck on this planet and became the Mothman. That's sad. Now I feel bad, and now he's going around trying to warn people, and oh no, oh, I feel bad for the Mothman slash the, what was it, the Flatwoods Monster? Okay, so, basically a group of teenagers and a couple of adults followed the red light to where it had seemingly landed on a farm and had a close encounter with what they described as a 10-foot-tall, green, glowing creature that had bulging eyes, a head or cowl shaped like an ace of spades, wait, it sounds kind of like a dick, and a pleated skirt.
Skirt.
It was wearing a skirt. So I guess it had, was it gender specific? I guess skirts aren't gender specific.
No, I mean, it could have been a kilt.
Could have been Scottish.
Right.
It could have been Scottish. Related to the Loch Ness Monster. Okay, so the monster emitted a shrill. It's like, what the fuck are you? And the humans are like, what the fuck are you? So the monster released a shrill hiss and glided toward the group. So it went for the bum rush approach.
Wow.
It was like, fuck it, I'm going to go at him and scare him. And everyone, it caused the group to flee in terror and disperse immediately, so it worked. The strategy worked for this animal, this creature. Witnesses later reported illness related to a mist spewed by the creature, so a defense system probably. Mm-hmm. Like Mothman, some think the Flatwoods Monster was nothing more than people scared shitless by barn owl. But that explanation is no fun.
Right.
Yeah. It's no fun. We like the other idea. It was an alien that was like hissing and shrilling at them. A shrilling alien. Oh.
That likes cross-dressing.
That likes cross-dressing? Are you sure it wasn't David Bowie in a time machine? It might have been David Bowie in a time machine. Flatwoods Monster, spaceship, glowing red orb, wearing a skirt.
It adds up.
Wearing a skirt, 10 foot tall, green, David Bowie.
Seems
shrill.
Legit.
It's shrilling and hissing. That's David Bowie in a time machine. He went back in time and fucked with people. Well, when you're rich, you can do whatever you want, I guess.
Yep.
R.I.P. David Bowie, you have not died. You've merely changed forms. You are now the Star Lord and Star God of our planet. Along with Prince. Prince is also up there, like, kicking ass, too. So, okay, here we go. This is a fucking weird one, dude. God damn it. The fucking Australians, I swear to God. The Phantom Kangaroo.
I think it's plausible just because it's Australia.
Yeah, right? Simply because it's Australian is plausible. But these goddamn Aussies, they always come up with the dumbest shit, and then we always fall for it.
Hey, look, they got...
Here we go. No, just listen.
Look at what this stuff is, the stuff that's actually real in Australia.
I know, but just hear this out.
Okay.
Number 8, Phantom Kangaroos.
Oh.
God damn it, Australia. They've been seen all over the world for decades in places they don't belong, hauntingly hopping about and munching on lawns. Oh, Jesus. Kangaroos may be native to Australia, but that hasn't stopped them from bringing their adorable terror to other countries around the world. It can be unsettling when you run across a sizable creature that has no easy reason for being there and then pounces off into the mist, never to be seen again. Okay, I'll give them that. If I was, like, walking down... let's say I was in Long Island City,
right.
And I was over by like the Queensborough area, like by the bridge, or and you know how like there's kind of like those dark alleyways and streets, and it's kind of quiet at night. If I saw a kangaroo hopping around over there, I'd be pretty fucking scared. But then again, I'm in New York, and I'd be like, well, that I'm not surprised.
Oh, yeah.
There's a kangaroo in Long Island City. All right.
I mean, there's a bunch of nooks to hide in.
In New York, it's kind of hard to surprise people.
Yeah.
It's hard to be surprised. Like, we see horrible shit every day. I saw a dead body the other day, and I just kept walking like, oh, there's a dead body.
Yeah.
It was horrible. It was a homeless person. It was in the subway. Like, they had a fucking sheet covering them. There was cops around them. And I was like, there's a dead body. Yeah. Gotta get to work. Yeah. A man died or a woman died. And I was like, whatever. It was fucking horrible. So that's what I mean. Like, so in New York, if I saw a I may have seen these kangaroos in New York because and then just not noticed them because I've seen so many other horrible things, like a guy humping the fucking pavement. Yeah. Literally, that's all he was doing. He was dry humping the pavement.
Yep.
See, Armando knows. He's just saying, yeah. He grew up out here. To him, that's normal.
Yeah.
So if we saw phantom kangaroos, we'd be like, we wouldn't even notice them.
Somebody diarrheaing down the stairs.
Creepy clowns, we wouldn't even notice them.
Yeah.
I swear I saw a clown on the subway the other day.
Right.
In aliens, I think I saw an alien like 2 weeks ago on the subway. I'm not even kidding you. But so a phantom kangaroo, we wouldn't even notice that shit out here. Yeah, fuck, even LA would have a hard time seeing a phantom kangaroo. So I can understand parts of the Midwest or, you know, different parts of the North would probably get weird, you know, like in Canada. Yeah. Canada would be like, whoa, fucking what's a kangaroo doing over here, eh? That's not right. That kangaroo doesn't belong here.
The first thing people should do is whip out their camera on their phone.
Oh, yeah. Give us some physical... Well, not physical. Show us some... Well, no, you can fuck with that. You can Photoshop anything. You know what? Just catch one. Take it to CNN. Because that's the only way I'll believe you is if you catch it and you take it to CNN in a net. Put it in a cage, and it's in a cage just looking sad.
I would just take a video and then I would...
Nope, it's got to be broadcasted on CNN.
Try to call the authorities, you know? Like, I mean, there's loose kangaroo.
What? That's not my problem.
All right.
Hey, if there's what's a kangaroo?
I mean, I would
kangaroos do box and punch people.
I would rather be late for work, rounding up a kangaroo.
Well, yeah, rounding up a kangaroo late for work—that's a good idea.
That's a good excuse. And I have video proof.
Then you got the video proof. Also, it would be irresponsible to leave an animal that can box. They sucker punch people.
They can disembowel you, right?
With their paws, their bottom feet, you know, the ones they use to jump all the time.
Yeah.
Those things. If they kick you with that, you could bleed internally to death before the ambulance arrives.
Right.
If they sucker punch you in the face with their little hand, you'll be knocked out.
Right.
Kangaroos actually are pretty fucking vicious fighters.
Yeah.
Don't ever get into a fight with a kangaroo. You will lose. Just a word of warning in case that ever happens in your life. You never know who might be listening. I'm just saying, if a kangaroo ever picks a fight with you, just walk away, man. Yeah. Walk away.
I don't know. They always seem so cute.
Yeah, they seem cute until they get drunk, and then they want to, you know, hey, come here. Oi. Oi. Calm down, Kangaroo Jack. Don't you fucking call me Kangaroo Jack, Chim Chim Chiru. Wait, what English language are you speaking? Australian, mate. You don't know what you are. I'm a kangaroo. I'm a phantom kangaroo.
And he disappears.
And he vanishes into thin air. All right, here we go. Spring-heeled Jack. What's a spring-heeled Jack?
Oh.
Neither do I. A spring-heeled Jack blurred the line between man and monster as he terrorized Victorian England with his mischievous antics. Oh, okay, so it's like the Joker, but in London. Spring-heeled Jack was said to have loved... He looked like the devil... And he had, and he wore a helmet. What? Wait a minute. Is this a tattoo or is this a mythical creature? Okay, he looked like the devil. He wore a helmet. He had metal claws, so he's Wolverine too. He had a black cloak, so he's the Mothman, and tight-fitting clothes, so he's a sexy Mothman
like a
Wolverine.
Star.
Whoa, look at him. Yeah,
that's sexy,
dude. That's like, I think that's Alice Cooper. Does that? That's Alice. Like, I'm showing Armando an artist depiction of Spring-heeled Jack, and he looks like a rock star. Look, he's got the rock star pose. That's Freddie Mercury.
You were reading it to me, and I was like, that's pretty much a rock star.
That describes Freddie Mercury to the point. He looks like the devil. He wears like tight fitting clothes. He's got a black cloak, metal helmet, cloth. Yeah, Freddie Mercury. Yeah, we're describing rock stars. Right. Rock stars are mythical beasts. But yeah, the Spring-heeled Jack sounds pretty cool. He's a rock star. He's touring with Mars Volta right now. Sorry. He did some session work with the Fratellis, but now he's got his solo album going.
Acoustic.
It's acoustic. It's all acoustic. It's fucking beautiful. Yeah, Spring-heeled Jack. Check it out. It's coming out soon on iTunes. Don't forget to download, like, and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic, you guys. All right, so Spring-heeled Jack. Getting back to Jack. So he's like Batman and Wolverine mixed into one. and Dark Claw too. But he also had inhuman features, which is why we include him on this list. His features included fiery red eyes and the ability to leap to impressive heights and breathe flames. All right, fire breathing seems to be a big one. Jumping to a spring-heeled Jack, that makes sense, so jumping up high. Jack mainly was a gentlemanly figure who lived to frighten and mystify. All right, so he sounds like David Blaine. Jumping into the path of pedestrians to surprise them, and then leaping away over walls and fences, shrieking with laughter into the night. He just sounds like an annoying asshole. Spring-heeled Jack also had a more sinister side. Uh-oh. I knew there was a fucking twist. There's always a fucking twist with these guys. He was reported to have forcefully felt up a few innocent women. Yep, that's it. Spring-heeled Jack is a sexual predator. Whether Jack was just a product of mass hysteria or based somewhere in truth, he became a part of popular culture and... Wait. So, okay, he was part of the popular culture in the mid-19th century British fiction. Jack has been mostly forgotten in recent years. Well, yeah, all he ever did was, like, jump out of the shadows, yell at people, and go, ha! And then and run away. And then if there was a chick, he might grab her tits. And then and then be like, ha, grab your tits, and then run away.
Right.
I don't know if he got sexual pleasure out of it. I think he was just fucking with people.
Yeah,
I think this is just some guy fucking with people.
Yeah, I mean it's disturbing in its own way.
I think this
might
have been a group of guys who just fucked with people and
and dressed the same way.
Yeah, be like, hey, did you hear about this spring-heeled Jack guy? It's like, yeah, I heard he went and he banged this chick the other night. Yeah, he did. High fives. We're Englishmen in the 19th century and we sound like stoners from SoCal. I think that's what it is. I mean, if anything, it might have been an alien that was like really confused. Or another rock star
with a time machine.
I mean, it's probably another rock star with a time machine. Freddie Mercury with a time machine. Spring-heeled Jack. I mean, look, they said a sinister side. I thought he was like killing people or like assault.
That's not cool.
But he's going runs away.
I mean, yeah,
it's like, wait, what are you doing?
That's like annoying.
That's just annoying. It's wrong, and I'm not saying like Spring-heeled Jack should be allowed to fondle.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
Jack must be stopped.
I mean,
he hasn't been seen.
Yeah, I mean, he should be stopped, right?
He hasn't been seen since, like, forever.
I mean, you know,
he's been forgotten, so...
It sounds like he just needs a good punch in the face or something, you know? It's like...
You can make a movie out of Spring-heeled Jack is all I'm saying. Especially if the premise is it's Freddie Mercury with a time machine. There's your twist, M. Night Shyamalan, we did it for you. Right. Moving along, number six, the Hot Dog.
The Hot Dog?
Yes.
Hot Dog. Hodag.
The Hodag.
All right. H-O-D-A-G.
The Hodag. This beastie is Rhinelander, Wisconsin's own version of the Jersey Devil. That's all you need to know. Moving along.
I don't know about the Jersey Devil.
Yeah. Basically, it's obviously a big hoax, but that hasn't stopped it from becoming a legend in its own backyard. In 1893, admitted to local prankster Eugene Shepherd spun a wacky tale about encountering a ferocious 7-foot-long stout beast that had a huge head, fangs, horns, black fur, and spouted fire smoke from its nose. It also had an appetite for bulldogs, apparently. So there you go. That one sounds boring as fuck. Yeah. I don't care. And they outright admitted it was bullshit. Here we go. The Montauk Monster. Imagine strolling along a beach on a warm summer day. Sand squeezing gently between your toes as gentle waves pound the shoreline. And you debate with your friends about which flavor of Italian ice is the best. Lemon all the way, of course. Suddenly, a pungent aroma slaps you in the nose and your eyes follow a trail of bustling flies down to a rotting corpse that the sea has spat upon the beach. You recognize that it's definitely some kind of land animal that must have drowned, but you can't for the life of you identify just what in the hell species it could be. It looks like a lot of creatures, but not quite. That, we illustratively imagine, is the kind of experience beachgoers had when they encountered a mostly hairless, partially decomposed creature on a beach near Montauk, New York, July of 2008. Yeah, remember cell phone pictures and yeah, here it is. Remember?
Yeah,
that's it. The Montauk.
Disturbing.
Yeah, I think it's a dog. I think it's a dog that its like face got like rotted away more.
Some people think it was like some sort of dog.
It is a dog
with like like mange or something.
I mean, like, and so basically, this is a recent one. This is 2008. I mean, you know about it. You heard about it.
Yeah, it kind of looks pig-like. It kind of looks rat-like.
Yeah. I was living in Chicago at the time when I heard about this, so I'm not involved in any way. Cell phone pictures of the dead beast have circulated, and experts can't seem to agree on what it is. We just said it looks like a dog that, like...
Well, I mean, if DNA didn't come back
when they tested it, if it came back like question mark, then right. like then what do you do?
Right.
Like you deal with that.
I mean, yeah, it is like it looks like it's not all there.
Yeah, it sounds like it's just look, man.
Whatever
I think,
it is,
dude. Whatever it is, they didn't like. It's like you know how you don't get enough information and you can't make a determination on something.
Right.
It's a part of the scientific method. That's why it's a mystery.
Right.
Because. It's most likely a dog, a dead dog, a dog that died.
I mean, it looks
look
like
at
a,
that, like the front, like it's a, that's where the schnauz, the schnoz would be. Like that's it's a dead dog, dude. Look at the back, look at the hinds. That's a dog's butt.
Looks like.
I'm sorry, we're looking at this dead animal, like
yeah,
pretty closely, but
about the
yeah. See, look, it looks like it's got a little like leash on its paw, but.
Yeah, weird.
Dude, it looks like a pug. See, like it looks like a dog. I'm sorry. I don't think this is a mythical creature. I think this is just a dead dog. And the experts were like, "Look, it's too dead to figure out what exactly it is, but yeah. It looks like it was a dog or some kind of dog thing."
Yeah, it's
if nothing else, it might be. If nothing else, it might be the Hudog from before, and the Hudog survived. And it made all the way from Wisconsin to New York in 2008. Here we go. Number four, the Shirish. The Shirish.
Shirish.
Egyptian, I believe. The Sirus.
Sirush?
The Sirush. Okay. Sirrush. It's long been thought by some ancient legends of strange beasts might have had a basis in truth depicting animals that are extinct today, but imagine have survived long enough to encounter our ancestors. One such creature is the Shirish, or the Shirush, a dragon-like beast with a long neck, talon-like back legs, and feline-like forelegs that is depicted on the Ishtar Gate, constructed in Babylon about 2,600 years ago, 2,600 years ago. The Shirush was depicted on the gate alongside real animals like lions and depictions. Okay, so I guess they're saying it's like a mix between a cat and a dog.
Cat dog?
It's basically, talon-long back legs, okay, feline-like forelegs... I don't know. What does that look like? Hold on. What does that look like to you? Cat dog, the Shirish.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a snake kind of head.
Snake, reptilian, cat dog, lizard.
And it has like scales on it.
Thing.
And it looks like those weird skinny dogs.
Yeah.
Like that are like even skinnier than greyhounds.
It's a Babylonian creature that could have been the Shirish. It also appeared in some versions of the Bible. In the story Bell and the Dragon, in which it was slain by Daniel. Some cryptozoologists, who have wasted their time and money on that degree, think the Babylonians encountered the Shirish in Africa or imported it, and that it was a surviving dinosaur, like Nessie, I guess. And some people think dinosaurs exist in Central Africa until this day. In any case, where is our Bible movie with the dinosaurs? I'm still waiting on it. Where's our Bible dinosaur movie?
Wasn't there like a flood movie with dinosaurs?
But was there a Bible dinosaur movie? No. So
no.
Fuck that shit. Okay, number three, Champ. Champ is like the Loch Ness Monster, except it's Lake Champlain. It's in Lake Champlain. Borders Quebec and New York and Vermont. But Champ... has had a high number of sightings. And okay, Champ might be the Loch Ness Monster traveling through those channels we talked about earlier.
Huh.
The first recorded sighting of Champ, aside from Native American legends, and probably it was of French explorer Samuel de Champlain spotting the beast while fighting Iroquois Indians on the banks of the lake. And that was in 1883, 50 years before Nessie became a widely known phenomenon. Okay, so maybe it saw the battle and was like, fuck this shit, I'm going to Scotland. But yeah, it's America's Loch Ness Monster, Champ. We call it, of course, we call it Champ. This is champions.
Champ.
America, number one. Good, number one. All right, here's the second one. Bat Squatch.
Uh-huh.
Bat Squatch.
Oh, I wonder what this is.
Let me tell you. Oh, do you want me to describe you?
Because oh, really?
I needed to
is
explain what Champ was. I said Champ was America's, and you're like, well, describe it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to describe what Bat Squatch is?
That's good.
Just tell me what you think it is. You're probably right. Yeah. I'll tell you. I'll quiz you really quick.
Yeah.
What do you think Bat Squatch is?
Sasquatch with bat wings.
Bat Squatch is described as a nocturnal primate with bat-like features, purple skin and wings, like a pteranodon.
Pterodon.
Yeah, right. It's an actual real thing, the pterodon. Or is it?
There's pterodactyl.
Yeah, the pterodon. And it's blamed for the disappearance of various livestock in the area that it is sighted in. The only documented sighting is said to be from a mountain climber named Butch Whitaker. He's not related to Forrest Whitaker in any way, shape, or form. But Butch Whitaker said he claimed to have taken a picture of the soaring beast in 1994. Good luck trying to find any of those photos on the internet, because we can't find them. Truth be told, every last damn thing about Bat Squatch seems like a hoax, especially if you visit the site dedicated to the creature, batsquatch.com.
Nice.
And they've got Bat Squatch merchandise, so this is fucking bullshit. It's a ripoff.
Wow.
But that doesn't mean Bat Squatch isn't real. There could be a Bat Squatch somewhere out there. Bat Squatch probably wouldn't be a killer in real life, but it'd be a killer of a movie.
Right.
A lot of these could be movies, Armando, I swear to God. And then finally, we get to the most abstract one of the segment of this conspiracy theories series. Ladies and gentlemen, the bloop.
Oh, yes.
The bloop. Armando.
I'm familiar with this bloop.
I knew you'd be familiar with the bloop. Armando, tell the people what the bloop is.
It is an extremely low-frequency, extremely loud sound that was heard across large bodies of water on the planet.
Exactly. The cool thing about the bloop is that it's very real. Its existence is supported by underwater sound recordings made by the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. NOAA!
NOAA!
NOAA! NOAA! Throughout the summer of 1997. The bloop, nicknamed thus because that's what it sounds like, detected several times, and I'm sorry, I feel like that's redundant, but
sounds like somebody farting underwater.
It sounds like a fucking bloop. Bloop! It sounds like that. That's what it sounds like. If you need an audio sample, well, Armando.
Yeah, it's bloop.
It's pretty much that.
But that's like sped up like 16 times.
Yeah. Really, it's probably bloop.
Well, no. I mean, if it wasn't sped up, you wouldn't be able to hear because it's so low frequency.
It'd be like that.
Yeah.
It'd be like that.
Yeah, it would be like that.
See? Whatever that was, that's the bloop. But because it was sped down, it sounds like bloop.
Yeah. They had to speed it up.
So it was an ultra-low frequency but extremely strong sound that matched the kind of noises made by marine creatures. However, it was much louder than any known animal, suggesting the bloop might be bigger than the blue whale, the largest animal known to have ever existed. Or perhaps the bloop is just the loudest creature known to man, or both. The bloop is such a fascinating yet freaky subject that it has already inspired a few novelists. Although the creature hasn't made it to the big screen or a small screen yet that we know of, not counting an alternate reality game for the movie Cloverfield that suggests its titular monster was the source. That'd be kind of cool. For a big screen adaptation, we suggest Hollywood put the novel The Lock by Steve Alton on the fast track. Alton not only featured the bloop, he also did one better and linked it to the Loch Ness Monster. Come on, Hollywood, we're doing the work for you at Team Awesome Inc. Steve Alton is fucking awesome. Another fun fact, the location of the bloop was near the fictional sleeping place of Cthulhu in the works of H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh my God.
What? Connecting all of these undersea aquatic creatures together, along with the mermaid. I'm sure the mermaids are in there involved as well. It's like the JR.
They're in on it.
It's like Middle Earth, but Ocean Earth. So, what do you think? The bloop. What the fuck? Is it?
Is it a giant creature?
What do we think the bloop is? Is it a giant creature or what?
It's scary to even think about it.
I don't know. What the fuck is it? Well, if it's Cthulhu, or like Cthulhu, or bigger than the blue whale.
I mean,
I don't know.
They're thinking like this creature even, I mean, if you look at the relative sizes, like this creature even dwarfs the blue whale.
Shit. By how much? Like how many blue whales would equal the bloop? I love that it's called the bloop. Can I just say that? It makes it seem friendly, even though it sounds terrifying.
Well, yeah, I've seen like this creature in theory would be almost the size of the Eiffel Tower.
Holy fucking shit. How the hell do we not know the... Wow. That's insane. It must be very deep. If it's that big, it can probably go really, really deep underwater.
Right.
And have, like, the entire ocean floor as its kingdom. Right. Holy shit. Well, that's a creepy fun fact to end this goddamn conspiracy series theories on. Yes. Conspiracy theory series.
Conspiracy theories.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Armando, out of all of these lesser known I'd say, I mean, we went through...
They don't get invited to the parties.
Yeah, yeah. The ones that, like, when like they do the documentaries and the specials on Sci-Fi Channel, they kind of blow past these guys. Because like, they're kind of similar to the Mothman and, like, Loch Ness Monster.
Which one sucks the most?
I mean, like, which one... We could say which one is the most bullshit out of all of them, but that's pretty... But all of them are pretty bullshit. Let's say, with the other ones, what's the most plausible out of the lesser known? I'd say maybe the Bloop, because they have like proof.
Right.
There's more proof to back it up, and the Oceanic Society said, yeah, we caught it too, man. We don't know what the fuck that is.
Right. There's multiple
sources like all over the world saying we think that there's something down there that's like
an animal in origin.
And it's an animal, and it might be the size of the Eiffel Tower, and we don't know what it is, but we're calling it a Bloop. And of course the government's like, what the fuck? What are you doing? What are you guys high? What the fuck are you up to? And like, okay, yeah, some of us are high, yes. But also, we did make this discovery and it's pretty fucking serious.
Some of us are not high.
Yeah, some of us aren't high, actually. Thank you very much. That's very rude of you to say. Wait, what? Most of us are. Regardless, we found a Bloop. So you should just be aware of it. Is it dangerous? We don't know. Do we know anything about the Bloop? We know it's big. Okay, what else? We know it's loud.
Loud.
What else? That's about it.
Yeah.
What does it live off of? Stuff? We don't know. We don't know. We haven't, like, if it's that big, how hard can it be to find? But the ocean, vast and deep. Isn't it 75% of the Earth is like ocean?
I don't know the percentage, but it's the majority.
I'm Googling it on my phone now. Ocean percentage of the Earth. Yeah, I know it's... Fuck it. It's like 75%, basically. So it's... The majority of the Earth is covered by water. And deep water. Like, fucking deep water.
Right.
Like, so there's a lot of shit deep down there that we can't find or know about. What if the Bloop is actually a vessel that's housing, like life inside of it? That would be interesting. Like, maybe that would explain why people think there's a hollow Earth. It's really, there's like a Bloop, and it's like where all the rich elite go. That's why James Cameron's always deep sea diving. He's going to the Bloop where they hang out with the rich people. It's like this super exclusive place that it's like a conspiracy theory. It's so cool. It's like the ultimate hipster thing. It's like, it's so like chic and unknown that it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, people don't even think it exists. People think that it's stupid.
Yeah, they think it's dumb. It's not even real. It's called the Bloop. But the thing is that it's such a dumb name for something that's why I think it's more plausible, because, you know, to try and make it seem less frightening and to try and make it seem more palatable for the American people would be called the Bloop. It makes it seem friendly.
Hey, it's the Bloop.
I'm not scared of the Bloop. The Bloop's my friend. Right? Oh, God. Is the Bloop going to kill us? Is it Cloverfield? We'll find out in the next 10 years. What does that mean, Mike? I don't know. But yeah, I'd say that's most plausible out of all of them. But, you know, in this conspiracy series theories that we've been doing, you know, we've been kind of like coming up with ones that we think are things that you guys would like to hear, or things that the general public has known about or is kind of aware of. But what we would like is to hear what you would like us to talk about. We know that you guys like the Mandela Effect. We know that you guys were down with the other ones. But feel free to leave comments below, like, download, and subscribe. Hit us up on Twitter at Team Awesome Inc. Go to our Gmail. You can directly message us on Gmail and tell us about any conspiracy theories that you want us to geek out about. We've been doing a whole series on these, and we've been kind of stuck on them, man. Like, they're really fascinating. It's like fan fiction for life.
Right.
Do we 100% believe in any of these? No. But do we think that some of these are plausible and could be real? Yeah.
Yeah. Do we want some of them in the real realm?
No. Unless they're cool.
Yeah, unless they're
cool. Unless they're cool, then fuck yeah.
I want to meet a Bigfoot.
Do you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're not. I mean,
what if Bigfoot's mean?
That's true.
What if Bigfoot's like, look, I don't got time, all right? look, like a celebrity.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like a celebrity on his way to work or whatever.
I guess.
Hey, look, like, I got a family, all right?
I guess in theory.
Can I get a photo? Can I do a selfie? Look, it's not the time.
Yeah, I guess in theory a Bigfoot would blow me off.
He'd be like, I'm sorry, I just can't.
Yeah,
like, it's our thing. Just we're Bigfoots.
Yeah.
It's like, look, we got our own thing going. All right. Like we're doing our own thing. You do your thing. We'll do our thing, but we'll still work with you. We'll work with each other.
Right.
But we're just going to do our own thing. It's like, okay. All right, Bigfoot, go do your own thing.
Right.
But don't forget, guys, you can follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Mentioned that before. I'll say it again, at Team Awesome Inc. And we're live, semi-live, at the Awesome Pad here in Queens and also at Soundworks in Queens. We do live shows at Soundcast.fm. We're doing those once or twice a month with special guests. We're saving the live shows for special guests that are going to do something live and fun and interesting and dynamic. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for wearing those tinfoil hats with us and geeking out about these conspiracy theories. It is now safe to remove your tinfoil hat. Or... is it?
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. What a fun experience. Well, you know we do it to the show, right?
Awesome.
Breathe.
Here at Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.